This is pretty big.
Yeah, it should do quite a bit of material.
I'm up at the Petersburg dump with Brandon Tinas. He's the director of the Indian Grant Assistance Program at the Petersburg Indian Association. As of April, part of his job includes getting the Sea Life composting program back on track. He's showing me the composter that's not working right now, but it should be soon.
There's all sorts of little projects that, like, there's little weld breaks here and right here that the guy's gonna weld for us, but here and here, stuff like that that we're...
Tina says the Sea Life composting program has been around on and off again for over 10 years.
And we're trying to get it so that we can, function year-round and make compost for the community and then expand, hopefully.
That's why Tinas and the PIA applied for the Path to Prosperity grant from Sea Alaska.
There's a lot of attempts to get it going, and then it just doesn't go anywhere. And it's just like, why? So there's lots of whys, and I just want to make it get rid of the whys and just do it,
Tinas is hoping the grant would allow him to grow the composting project, as he refers to it now, into a business. But first things first, he has to fix the composter. In the past, the machine wasn't always used, and a lot was done manually. They still have some of the bins of product from last year nearby.
The compost that was done, we actually have here. We had it tested, but we're researching how to read the compost test because, I personally don't know how to read it.
But this wasn't done in this machine, this was done...
Yeah, this was done in a bin system that they got over here.
With the composter, they'll just toss in the ingredients, local alder and fish scraps. It rotates and mixes everything around. That way, the materials are evenly dispersed. That's harder to do if you're manually stirring. Last year's compost has been tested for the right balance of pH, nitrogen, and other elements. The results will determine whether it's sellable material or not. The problem? Tinas has the results, but he's so new to the operation that he doesn't actually know how to read them.
So this could be good to go, but you're not sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we have the test results, but as far as if it's 100% ready to go, I'm not quite sure yet because...
That's the kind of training he's hoping to get from the Path to Prosperity grant, along with learning how to manage a business. The grant, a partnership between Ha'ani and the Nature Conservancy, aims at supporting local entrepreneurs. The winners will receive $40,000 toward consulting and technical business development. Tinas is working to streamline the composting process to make it simpler and possible for just a few people to get it done. That means everything from the stirring to sifting and bagging.
And we are working on a new bagging system too, so we can make it quicker. Mm-hmm. Before, this was our bagging system, I think. You would put your the outside here. I was like, what?
So this is a pretty, screws sticking out of a
frame with a board. And then
that looks like someone kind of cut it with a
steak knife or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a rectangle frame with a smaller rectangle cut out of the middle, but the cut is really jagged, and there really are screws sticking out point up.
And I'm like, there's got to be a better way, a little better technique, a little better way for this to go instead of one bag at a time.
That's what Tinas is doing throughout the project, trying to find better ways toward the same product. We take another look at last year's compost, and it really just looks like dirt.
It's all compost really is. It's just kind of enriched dirt, I guess.
Tina says they'll have someone in to repair the composter soon. After that, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to complete a batch. So they have the product, but Tinas wants to make sure it's sellable and streamlined. He'll join the other finalists in a business boot camp this September, and we'll find out if PIA won the grant in February of next year. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.